Members of Senior Staff Association of Nigeria Universities, SANU, and Non-Academic Staff Union, NASU, University of Ibadan Chapter, had earlier shut down all activities in the institution in a protest against the alleged plot to impose a vice-chancellor on them. The members of the associations, in their numbers, locked up the main entrance of the institution, shut all doors, and put out electricity. Justifying the action, Chairman SANU, Mr. Wale Akeremi, alleged that the Vice-Chancellor, Professor Idowu Olayinka, and his team were determined to manipulate the process of selecting a new Vice-Chancellor for personal gains. He said the unions had written petitions to the University Council about 2 years ago and had not gotten any response till date. Mr. Akeremi said the unions were convinced that the process was corrupt, hence the need for the protest.
It's about the protest of the non-teaching members of staff in the university. All of us are together fully and strongly against the process and procedure of appointing the vice-chancellor that actually commenced about 2 years ago and has been subjected to fraud and manipulation by the vice-chancellor and his team in the University of Ibadan.
On his part, Chairman, College of Medicine, NASU, Mr. Kilade Akilolu said the protest was to repel oppression and imposition, stating that the unions would not shift its sword until all the election processes were started afresh. After hours of protest, Chairman of the University's Council, Dr. Joshua Waklek, who had been in Senate building for hours, announced that the process had been suspended.
I plead with you to continue to show understanding and give us some time. The process of appointing a new VC has been suspended.
Dr. Waklek said the Council would subsequently meet with union leaders on the way forward. Crisis had dropped the institution over the process of electing a new vice chancellor in Ibadan. I am Adedayo Adilowo, Radio Nigeria.